The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Flanked by several African-American Chicago aldermen supporting him, Superintendent of the Police Department Eddie Johnson went on the defense at a news conference over the weekend to respond to an Inspector General's report released, noting that he was among the police brass who viewed video of the Laquan McDonald shooting and did not object to it.
So it would be improper for deputy chiefs to comment on areas outside of that, as they are not privy to the full scope of available information. So to be clear, I never thought and I never said the shooting of Laquan McDonald was justified. What I will say today is that the incident was clearly a tragedy. It was devastating for the McDonald family, it was devastating for the Chicago Police Department, and it was devastating for the city of Chicago.
Yeah, this is one of those things throughout this entire story that gets reported in a way that I think is unfair to the what really happened in that that incident that night, which is there is this notion, and this has been expressed to me by a lot of people throughout this, because we spent a lot of time talking about this and interviewing all the different people in it over the years. Richard Roper was in for Anna Devlantis today. That this incident was so it was misunderstood when it was going on. It was misunderstood in the aftermath of it. There were people who were doing the wrong thing. In a moment like that, there does almost a silent conspiracy, if you will, among some people to make sure, because they know what the rules of engagement are for Chicago police officers against armed suspects. And Laquan McDonald was armed at the time. He did not have a gun, but he did have a knife. And he had been using a knife. He'd menaced somebody with a knife. He'd slashed tires with a knife. And he was walking with a knife. And then he deployed the knife as he was approaching the police officers who were telling him to stop. And it was a judgment call that most Chicago police officers would not have made. They would have waited for an opportunity for him, because they had him cornered. But when Jason Van Dyke made that fatal decision that he made to open fire and then continued to fire, I think there were a lot of police officers who knew that that was right on the razor's edge. That decision that he made may not have been a decision they would have made, but they needed to defend their fellow police officer because it was an armed suspect and he was clearly out of control. And this was a dangerous situation for officers and for anybody that Laquan McDonald was about to encounter at that point, because he was in a bad way at that very bad moment.
Well, and I think what Eddie Johnson is saying here too, Ron, I agree with him. You know, he was not the police superintendent at the time. He was a deputy chief, and it's not his place, you know, within the rank and file, within the hierarchy. You can't have whoever saw it stepping out on their own and saying, well, here's what I think, and I'm upset about this. It's not about that. That's not the way it works.
It would have had to have come from the superintendent, but I did at one point have the superintendent, who was the then superintendent, tell me by the time it got to his desk, he'd had all these other people who'd seen it beforehand. Mm. So why didn't they say something about it? So I think that in terms of leadership, you know, when it comes all the way to the top, there at that moment it did require somebody to step forward. But there was a campaign of silence that came out of City Hall because there was an election, impending election.
Mm-hmm.
There was a campaign of silence that happened, you know, within the police department, among some silos within the police department. I'm just telling you how it really is. You may, you know, think it's awful behavior. You may think it's justifiable. Whatever you think, this was the mindset of the people that were involved. And police officers who go into very dangerous situations every day and are confronted with gunfire and are confronted with, you know, we lost three police officers within the last year, right? I mean, within the last 11 months, three police officers on the job. It's difficult. And those are three widows. I was with those three widows on Thursday night. And that is it's very, very, very hard to not take the position of those who are responding to a situation. They weren't there because they were hanging out on a street corner trying to cause trouble. those people who ended up in front of Laquan McDonald that night were called to that incident because there was what was described in the 911 calls as a wild man with a knife. So they had to be somewhere, right? And they can't just wander the streets. It was unfortunate what happened. There's no question about it. I think everybody wants that moment back. Absolutely. Everybody wants that moment back. But to to still be stuck in just the politics, to try to take advantage of the politics of this moment, whether it's against Eddie Johnson or anybody else in the Chicago Police Department, is unfair to the city of Chicago. That's all I have to say about that. It's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot.
I wish I would. I know. Shut up, bro. Go on to
number four.
Okay, I'll do that.
CT who?
That's a kindergarten teacher, I'm going to guess, right there.
Oh, yeah, Cindy Lou Who, CTU. Yeah.
That's what I think we're going to do. That's kind of the sense I'm getting. All right, that is a Chicago Teachers Union rally in downtown Chicago. Contract talks are continuing. The deadline is Thursday. CTU says they are no closer to a deal. They want even the compensation package, which we thought was kind of locked down. That's not even locked down because they want other things as well. And
we have to be in our right minds to help these babies as well. We have to be in our right mind. And we cannot help these babies if we're not in our right mind worrying about this Ramen noodle budget that we're living on or worrying about being the crumbs in the bottom of the box. We can't live like that. Insurance is up. Cost of living is up. Lori Lightfoot, get on that right foot right now. It's time. We put you in there and we can take you out of there as well. Let's go. Let's go.
I like that. There's some good passion there. And the Ramen Noodles is a good little touch.
Who's Ramen Noodles? Where is he in this?
I like the passion.
Lightfoot, right foot. I wondered how long it was going to take to get there. Yeah. We have finally gotten there. Lori Lightfoot, get on the right foot.
That was good stuff.
Okay. How much is this going to cost me? That's the question that everybody's asking. Go. I'm a city resident. So are you.
Yeah. I'm paying attention.
All right. Now, here's another teacher.
Oh, you're going to get worked up again here. Oh,
here's another teacher who says that the mayor should put her promises in writing.
How come we have to explain that nurses and guidance counselors are so important? But number two, because we got to explain that, because we're dealing with all of this history, and yes, we know Mayor Lightfoot is different than Rahm Emanuel. But why do they not want to put it in writing? She made those promises. Now we need to make those promises real. How is it that Lincoln Yards can have it in writing, that Aramac can have it in writing, but that school teachers can't have it in writing?
Oh, that gave me flashbacks of certain teachers I had. Put it in writing! Everything
well, I'll tell you, you know why? I can tell you why Aramark and Lincoln Yards have it writing, because they're actually paying into the city. Mm. They need them to pay into the tax base of the city. And there are people like, well, that's because of the TIF. They're taking all the money. No, that the TIF money doesn't exist until the actual whatever it is, structure, business, starts to generate tax revenue. So if it just sits out there fallow like those dozens of square acres, I don't know, maybe 100 square acres that is in that what is going to be the Lincoln Yards, if that just sits fallow, that doesn't do anybody any good. Don't get me started.
Can you put your thoughts in a rhyme for us to match number four?
All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's check in with Lauren Lapko. What's happening on the roadways? Five at five continues.
Number three.
Earlier today, Chicago Bears coach Matt Nagy addressed the media following practice at Halas Hall. He talked about Kyle Long being done for the season.
It's a tough situation just because of, you know, what he's been going through and where he's at. But that's where it's at right now. And he's always been really good, to us and what he's done. And we just felt like that was, where he's at right now. And it's what we wanted to do. So that's that.
He's getting NFL coach speak training where they say a lot of things and say nothing all at the same time.
Yeah.
Belichick, is because he's been doing it for so long and been so successful, he just goes, next question.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's not on the team anymore.
Right,
dead to me.
All right, moving on to
number two.
Kanye West concerns about Kim Kardashian's sexy dress nearly ruined her Met Ball appearance. You know, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, that's a big deal in the fall in New York City. Kim has spent 8 months perfecting her dress. 8 months!
Ooh, good to have a hobby.
Uh-huh. But Kanye criticized her appearance at the last minute.
There's the corset, underwear, all that vibe. I just feel like I just went through this transition where from being a rapper, like looking at all these girls and looking at my wife, like, oh, my girl needs to be just like the other girls, showing her body off, showing this, showing that. And I didn't realize that that was affecting like my soul and my spirit as someone that's married and loved and the father of like now with about to be 4 kids.
Mm. I like the Matt Nagy soundbite better.
So in other words, he wanted all the whole bootylicious thing going on there now, and that's the mother of my children.
Of course, it's like a formal underwear. It's hot. It's like it's hot for who though?
So like the night before the event, you're gonna come in here and say that you're not into a corset vibe. Give me really bad anxiety. What are you talking about?
Why is that giving you anxiety to say that?
Because you knew last night I was having really bad anxiety, and I don't need any more negative energy for you to now say that you're not into me wearing a tight dress.
You are my wife, and it affects me when pictures are too sexy.
You built me up to be this like sexy person and confidence and all this stuff.
Yes.
And just because you're on a journey and you're on your transformation doesn't mean that I'm in the same spot with you. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
This is over. Yeah, I'd say right there. Yeah. Right. I think we just.
Kanye, I'm pretty sure you saw the tape before you even thought about marrying her. Your fault, man.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that they have people just in the room with them going, snapping fingers and playing some cool music. Can we get a beat on this?
Oh, my God. It is so ironic.
Yeah. Are there any other pictures of you out there that I should know about? 24% of the internet, sir.
The other half she broke with another picture.
Did anybody ever see the champagne bottle on her shelf?
Okay.
I mean, anybody?
Here we go.
Anybody?
Again, that's the one that broke the internet, remember?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. All right. Okay.
Number one.
Oscar nominee Robert Forster has died. Despite being known for acting in movies, Forrester also appeared in a lot of TV shows, including Heroes, Alcatraz, Twin Peaks, and most recently, Last Man Standing. Nominated for an Oscar for his 1998 supporting role in Jackie Brown.
This you and me talking, you know, like lawyer client thing, and you can't tell nothing I say to you?
You're not my client till you get busted and I bind you out.
Well, we ain't got no confidentiality. Why should I tell you anything?
Because you want me to know what a slick guy you are. You got stewardesses bringing you 50 grand.
And why would a stewardess be bringing me 50 grand?
Now you want me to speculate on what you do. I'd say you're in the drug business, except the money's moving in the wrong direction.
He also appeared in El Camino, the new Breaking Bad movie on Netflix. And it's a spinoff, of course, of Breaking Bad. Forster reprised his role as Ed.
What are you doing?
I'm gathering your belongings.
No, stop.
I'm not going to try to collect what you owe me. I don't think it would end well for either one of us. This is not an inconsequential amount of money.
Hey, listen to me.
Spend it wisely. It will last you for years.
Please, you don't understand. Look, these people, they have kept me in a concrete hole. They made me watch when they shot someone.
If you believe that you can pull on people's heartstrings, you should take your chances with the police.
Robert Forster was 78.
The top five at five.